Hi guys, and welcome to another edition of Sex Secrets, the audio series from the Bad Girls Bible. I'm your host, Sean Jameson, the creator of the Bad Girls Bible and the creator of the Blowjob Bible. In this episode, we're going to cover a number of pretty cool techniques, tips and tricks, ranging from using some really cool sex toys to some very interesting uses for condoms. Okay, so let's get right down to it. Tip number one. Often you'll find that giving your man a handjob can actually start to get quite boring for both you and your man. If you do little besides simply grabbing his cock in one hand and moving your hand up and down, then you especially will inevitably start to get bored, but so will your man too. A really great handjob technique that your man will really enjoy is instead using two hands. Now, I'm not saying that you should just do the same thing you were doing with one hand, but instead use two hands. No. What I mean when I say use two hands is actually quite different. Here's what you need to do. With one hand, let's say your right hand, you need to concentrate on the base of your man's cock. So what you're going to do is wrap your right hand around the lower part of your man's shaft, wrap your fingers and thumb right around, just like you would with a normal hand job technique. Now, you don't have to wrap all your fingers around the base of his cock, but if it's big enough and it feels comfortable enough, please do. There's no perfect right way or wrong way to do it. Now, with your left hand, put the tip of your thumb and forefinger together to make a circle, and use this to stimulate his corona, which is the part of your man's penis where the head, or the kind of purple part of his penis, meets the shaft. So you're going to push them together, make a circle, and put it over the top of your man's penis. But don't only concentrate on your man's corona. Make sure to stimulate the rest of your man's head, the rest of that purple part of his penis too, by moving your hands up to the tip of his penis and then back down to the corona. So up and down from the tip to the corona. If you want to be even a little bit more exciting and add a little bit more to the hand job, what you can do from time to time is even use the tip of your tongue to gently and lightly flick and rub over the top part of his penis, that purple part of his penis, right by the tip of it. This will make for a very, very, very different sensation when you're giving your man a hand job, especially when you compare it to the regular one-handed handjob technique. Okay, so that's tip one. It's a great way to spice things up during foreplay or even before giving your man a blowjob. Tip number two. Now, I really, really like this tip, and it can be a ton of fun, especially if you're with a guy you really trust and a guy you're really comfortable being around, but you also want to have some fun with him. First, what you need to do is purchase a variable speed remote control bullet vibrator. So what this is it's basically a small vibrator that you can literally hide in your vagina and no one will ever know it's there. There's no wires, it's battery operated. And you get to control how fast or how slow it goes using the remote control. Now, before using it with your man, what you need to do first is make sure to play around with it for a little bit, just to make sure you know how to turn it on, to turn it off, and how to speed it up or to slow it down. Then the next time you and your man are feeling a little frisky, why not just take it out and show your man? You should be able to guess pretty quickly what it is and how it works, but if not, just explain it to him and show him. Next, what you need to do is insert it and then hand your man the remote control. That's once he knows how to actually use it. Tell him that he's now the one in control of how much fun you both have. You can then start playing around with the settings to give you more or to give you less pleasure. Now, the first time you both start playing around with a remote control bullet vibrator, you may be a little nervous or feel a little awkward doing it. Don't worry, it's no big deal. It's perfectly natural to feel that way. What I would suggest, if you want to make it as easy and as relaxed as possible, is to first try using it at nighttime in the evening when you're both in your room in bed. Then when you've tried it once or twice in bed, it's time to start having some real fun. So why not maybe go for a walk around the house with your man and have your man walk behind you. Obviously, you're going to have the bullet vibrator inside you. And your man's goal, his only goal for this, should be to make it really tough for you to walk around the house without feeling weak at the knees by turning up or lowering the vibrations, which you'll find can be really, really fun for both of you. Then once you've tried it had a few times. Why not try it out elsewhere? Like maybe when you're going shopping or just going for a walk with your man, or maybe even when you're going to an expensive dinner together. And if you want to be extra kinky, what you can do as well is try inserting the bullet in your ass or even his ass. But obviously, first, you might want to try inserting it into your vagina before trying something like that. Okay, so hopefully this gives you an idea of how much fun sex toys can be. Tip number three. Okay, I hope you liked that tip about using a bullet vibrator with your man. This next tip is, it's not as intense, but it can lead you to discovering some really fun and some super pleasurable new sex positions. So practically everyone everywhere has pillows in their bed, and that's what I suggest using the next time you have sex with your man. The next time you have sex with your man, try supporting yourself and changing his angle of entry by using pillows under your back or under your stomach or under your side or under your bum or wherever you can put the pillow to change the angle of entry. Now, the great thing about using something as simple as a pillow to change the angle you're having sex at is that it automatically changes the regular sex positions, what I like to call the regular sex positions. So sex positions like missionary or the jockey position or even doggy style can be changed really easily into something that's actually quite different and gives you a different sensation, hits a different part of you. So if you only have a few pillows on your bed, then maybe have a think about getting some more, or maybe what I advise is getting some really, really large ones that give a ton of support. I find that they're the best. Or even better yet, some companies have actually designed pillows and special kind of foam shapes that feel like a pillow, specifically for changing the angle you have sex at. All you got to do is just Google Liberator Shapes, that's Liberator Shapes, to get an idea of what I'm talking about. Tip number four. Now, I talk a lot about different blowjob techniques and positions that you can use to give your man a memorable blowjob throughout the Bad Girls Bible, and obviously in the Blowjob Bible as well. But one thing about blowjobs that I haven't actually mentioned before is varying the temperature. So what do I mean exactly? What is it when I say varying the temperature? Do I mean maybe you should light a fire in your house in the fireplace or turn up the AC or something like that? Nope, not at all. It's not any of those things. What I'm talking about is changing the temperature in your mouth when you're giving your man a blowjob. Now, obviously, the boring way to do this is by using something like ice cubes in your mouth to give them a cooling sensation, or hot water in your mouth to make it a whole lot warmer. Now, there's nothing wrong with giving them a blowjob using hot water or using ice cubes, but here at the Bad Girls Bible, we're pretty serious about pleasure, so we like to take things a little further. So you certainly could use ice cubes, but how about using something a little bit more interesting? Try putting a small bowl of raspberries or of grapes or blueberries in the freezer until they're completely frozen. Then the next time you plan to give your man a blowjob, take them out and sit your man down in a nice comfy chair or even on your bed. Pop one or two of the berries in your mouth and then start giving your man a blowjob just like you normally would. The icy coolness from the fruit in your mouth, it'll feel great for your man, but on top of that, it'll also taste great for you. Now, if you don't want to use fruit, a great substitute to use is cool jello. All you got to do is just make a bowl of jello the night before, and then when it's set, when it's nice and firm, take it out and put a big scoop into your mouth before going down on your man to give him a blowjob. Again, it will feel really great for your man, but more importantly, it will have a completely different texture to when you use frozen berries like frozen raspberries or frozen blueberries. Now that we've talked about using something cold, let's talk about using something hot instead. Before I start talking about what works best, I need you to understand something that's really, really super important and very crucial. I've said it a million times before, but it really does need to be said again. Your man's penis is incredibly sensitive. While you should be able to handle really cold sensations, you will certainly hurt your man if you use something that's more than 10 degrees Celsius hotter than him. So you don't want to use anything that's hotter than 46 or 47 degrees Celsius, which is about 115 degrees Fahrenheit. Anything hotter will hurt or even damage your man. Now, hot water is the obvious but boring choice. Much better choices are some things like applesauce or even custard. They taste great for you and their texture is wonderful for your man. Both offer a completely different texture, so why not try both? Others enjoy using something like hot fudge or even chocolate sauce, but I don't personally recommend them. As they are brown, they can remind you, well, they can remind you of you know what. But worse still, small bits will inevitably drip, drop and fall on the floor, as well as on your bed, when you're using them, which can cause pretty nasty stains. And that's basically it. That's my advice on changing the temperature of the blowjobs you give your man. You'll find that you get the best results when you combine the two during one blowjob. Tip number 5. This next one is a short one to use in your man when he's having an orgasm during either a blowjob or during a handjob. The idea behind it is that it will make your man's orgasm last a whole lot longer and feel slightly different than a normal handjob or blowjob. The area that you need to concentrate on is called the corpus spongiosum. This is located on the underside of your man's penis and runs along the entire length of it. It's the ridge that runs from the base of the penis right up to the frenulum. If you're giving your man a handjob, keep doing just what you normally would do when you can feel your man about to orgasm. Except this time, use a finger or use two fingers to apply pressure on the corpus spongiosum so that you're pressing it in towards the rest of your man's penis. When you're pressing it in, your fingers should be stationary and not moving too much. You'll find that it's easiest to actually use your spare hand to press in on his corpus spongiosum while you're using your other hand to finish him off. Think of it like pinching a straw. The whole idea is to stop the flow of semen from moving so fast. This causes a slight backup, and your man's body will then react to this by continuing to try and expel it, which can cause his orgasm to last a lot longer than it normally would. Remember though, and this is a bit of a warning, common sense does apply here. You shouldn't press on it so hard. You shouldn't press on the corpus spongiosum so hard with your fingers that you hurt him. So it's like pinching a straw, you don't need to use a massive amount of pressure. You can also use this technique when giving your man a blowjob, but if you don't want to use your fingers, then try using something like your lips or using the tip of your tongue instead of your fingers to apply pressure to the corpus spongiosum. Now, like with all sex tips, you'll find that about 90% of guys that you try this on will really enjoy it, while there's always a small minority of guys who unfortunately won't. Tip number 5. If you've read the Bad Girls Bible much, or any magazine, or any book that teaches you about sex, or heck, if you've even hung around with guys much, you'll notice that they are inherently turned on by what they see. I'm a guy and I can honestly tell you that it's definitely true. We get turned on by what we see. So why not use this fact to your advantage? Check out your nearest IKEA for a long mirror, or even check online, check on Craigslist maybe, or even on eBay. You're going to be using it so that you and your man can see yourself in action while you're having sex. When you do get the mirror, please just don't tell your man what you're planning to do with it just yet. Keep it as a surprise for him. The easiest way to set it up is by putting it lengthways on the floor with the top edge of the mirror resting against the wall. Next, just set up a blanket or a duvet or some cushions on the floor in front of the mirror, and then bring your man in to surprise him. From feedback, I've found that spooning is probably the most satisfying position in front of a mirror. With both of you facing the mirror, you can get a great view of yourselves, and your man can too. Setting up the mirror by having it leaning against the wall is just a start. You can also set it up so that it's screwed to the wall, or if you're really extra adventurous, you could put it on the ceiling. The only drawback though of putting it on the ceiling is that you might be a little less inclined to bring people into your bedroom as a result. Tip number 6. Putting on a show for your man is very, very easy, but it's also a super hot way to do things differently. While I go into detail on how to put on a show for your man by doing a sexy striptease in another recording, what I'm talking about here is masturbating yourself in front of him. Like I said in the previous sex tip, men are turned on primarily by what they see. So seeing you masturbate and enjoy yourself while slowly building up to an orgasm is something that you can be guaranteed will turn your man on, and it'll be something he'll enjoy a lot. If this is your first time trying it in front of your man, then I recommend that you try it in the evening when you're both in bed together and the lights are dimmed. Lots of people find it easier to fantasize and masturbate when they have their eyes closed, so also feel free to close your eyes if you find that it helps you. It can also be really hot to get your man to massage your breasts while you're masturbating. Obviously, there is also the option to use a vibrator or a dildo or even just some lube to make things more interesting, to give a different feeling. When you're about to come, if you like, there's also the option of guiding your man's hand down to your crotch to get him to help you finish you off. Tip number 7. This tip is very simple, but it helps to greatly broaden your library of sex techniques and sex tricks. It's all about how you finish your man off and where he comes or ejaculates when giving him a handjob or a blowjob. If you're giving your man a blowjob, then you might usually allow him to come in your mouth and then you either spit it out or you swallow it. But don't forget that your man can finish up in lots of different places. While there is obviously the porno cliche of your man coming in your face, you don't ever have to do it. You don't ever have to do it with him. Although you can if you like, or if your man is really insisting strongly on it, then you can let him come in your face as a treat. If you like, you can put a condom on your man and let him ejaculate into that while giving him a handjob or a blowjob. Again, it just gives a different sensation to your man. Now, I know that this isn't really that revolutionary, but all these small different variations add up to giving you an encyclopedia of knowledge of sex tips and sex techniques. The other obvious places where your man can finish is anywhere else on your body. This could be on your breasts or on your stomach or on your back or on your ass or even into your hands. So think about this the next time you go down on your man or the next time you give him a handjob. Tip number 8. If you're interested in being more dominant in bed and around your man in general, then you're certainly going to like this next tip. All you're going to be doing is slapping your man's ass or pinching it slightly. So if you're slapping your man's ass, you're just going to be using an open palm. And if you're pinching it, you're just going to be squeezing it between your fingers. You're not going to try give him a ton of pain, but you're not going to try make it so light that he barely feels it at all. Sort of like Goldilocks, you need to get it just right. So this is a technique that you should use fairly infrequently and make sure that you do it quite randomly as well to your man so that he never knows when to expect it next and it always seems like quite a surprise to him. So you shouldn't do it every single day, but maybe once or twice a week whenever he's not expecting it. So you shouldn't use it during sex that much either, although you can. It's more something that you use during everyday life. So say when you're passing him in the hallway, or maybe you're at a party together and you know that there's no one else looking, so you just lean over when he's got his back turned to you and you just lightly and quickly pinch his ass or squeeze it. And also, just a quick reminder, don't forget to give your man a cheeky smile or a smirk after you do it, so that he knows it's you and not someone else. So the whole idea behind this tip is not to give your man an intense orgasm or anything kind of like that, like the other tips do. Instead, the point of this tip is just to remind your man that you're fun and you're a flirty person to be around and that you can be a little naughty too. Tip number 9. Tip number 9 is another one in which you will be slightly dominant over your man. Next time your man is about to go down on you, tell him that you want him to lick the entire alphabet on your vagina instead of what he normally does. Then once he's finished, you can ask him to do it again, or you can get him to do something different. You could get him to do something like trace the figure of 8 on your vagina with the tip of his tongue. Or you could get him to write the figure of 8 on your vagina with the tip of his tongue. Or you could get him to write his name with his tongue on your vagina. Or it could be something a little more fun and a little different, like I love cunnilingus, or I love eating you out, or something similar, or whatever you really want. Then, once you got comfortable telling your man what to do down there, in a kind of fun way, you can start giving him much more exact and precise instructions, and even be a bit more demanding. So you could say something like up a bit, or down a bit, or lick a bit harder, or lick a bit softer, or focus more on my clit with your tongue, or just use the tip of your tongue. And in many ways, what you're doing is you're basically training your man how to eat you out properly, how to give you cunnilingus properly. So don't forget to tell him and to reward him with how well he did, if he did a good job at it. Tip number 10. This next one is really all about changing your man's stroke or rhythm. Often you'll find that during sex, you just get stuck in the same in and out motion. The only things that change about it are speed, your man either goes faster or slower, or the angle, or how hard each stroke is, how hard your man penetrates you. One thing people forget that during sex is how deep your man penetrates you with each stroke though. He can go really deep, which is sometimes called balls deep, or he can be really shallow, where just the tip of his penis is entering you. And obviously he can penetrate you with any depth in between too. So some guys understand this penetration or stroke depth, but lots of guys unfortunately don't. But that's what I want to change now. This sex tip that I'm about to describe to you, it's called 10 to 1. 10 to 1. And it's something that works best if you talk to your man about it first. What he needs to do is give you 10 really quick, short, shallow strokes until the 10th stroke, when he penetrates you really deeply. So he's giving you 10 quick, short strokes, and then on the 10th stroke, on the 11th stroke, sorry, he gives you one really deep one, and then you can repeat it over and over again. So there's a number of different ways you can communicate this to your man, that you can tell him that you want him to do it. Obviously, you can get him to listen to this recording, or you can tell him yourself straight up what you want him to do. But a great way to approach this is just telling him that you love it when he gives you lots of short, shallow strokes followed by one long, deep one. Or you can approach it during sex by telling him what to do in the moment. So you could say something like, keep fucking me with those short, shallow strokes, then give me one deep one, baby. So you could try saying that to him. Or if you don't want to have to tell him, you can try angling your body and pulling away from him slightly so that all of his strokes are shallow. And then when you want him to penetrate you with a much deeper stroke, you can pull yourself closer to him. To be honest though, you'll find that it's the easiest thing to do for communicating the 10 to 1 sex technique with your man is just telling him directly when you're in bed together. One last thing on it is that you don't have to do it perfectly. I know it's called 10 to 1, but you don't have to think that it has to be 10 shallow strokes followed by one long one. It can be 20 shallow strokes followed by one long one, 30 shallow strokes followed by one long one, or 30 shallow strokes followed by 7 long ones. There's no perfect or right way or wrong way to do it. Okay, so that's this month's Sex Secrets audio series from the Bad Girls Bible. I hope you liked it, and I hope you got some great ideas to use with your man in the bedroom and outside the bedroom.